not too good, as you can imagine. You know, to come back after 2-0 down and get to equalise and work really hard second half and put on a good performance second half, to concede in the last, near enough the last minute of the game again, is just unbelievable, really. It's sickening. And the dressing room, we've been in there for a while now, talking about it and getting things, trying to get things sorted, but it's happened too many times this year. But you can't start a game like we did and concede two goals like we did. It's the same old things that we are saying week in, week out, and the manager's saying week in, week out. But the players, to be fair, have got to look at themselves. We train all week, we prepare all week for their roles and responsibilities during the week. When it's on the pitch on a Saturday, we can't do anything about it. It's down to them. So they've got to look at themselves. We've got to be honest. They've got to look at themselves and hold their hands up. And we've had a frank talk in there. And, you know, we've got five massive games to come now. And they've got to look at themselves, roll their sleeves up and dig in, and got to go for it. We've got to go for it. If we play like we did second half in the first half, we win the game. You know, we win the game. And that's the frustrating thing. We win the game. We go to Coventry. We play like we do in the second half, in the first half at Coventry, win the game. So, you know, it's the way that the boys are starting. Is they're going out there. I don't know. Are they mentally strong enough? We don't know. But the way they come back in the second half, and they dug in and they had a go, and we had a go at them, and could have had a couple more goals. But again, to lose it in the last minute, it's a travesty, really. It's terrible. You know, we got the first one, Cody, good finish, and then he got the penalty. But before that, he could have got another goal. The keeper made the save. But we looked a lot better second half, you know. But why? You know, why? You know, we're asking that question week in, week out. It shouldn't be that we go two goals behind to start playing. You know, it's for all, everybody will be thinking, well, why don't you work on things and tell them in the first half? We do. We work on things. We don't say to them, oh, we're going to go 2-0 down, boys, and then we'll play after that. We don't. We work hard during the week to get things right on the train, on the field on the Saturday. It frustrates the hell out of us when that happens. They've got to look at their old hands up. They've got to look at themselves. Roles and responsibilities. They're not taking the responsibilities themselves. The players aren't taking responsibility. They've got to. Now, they've got to do it. Because when they do it, you saw second half, when they do it, they can play. They're a decent group of young men. But it's no good coming out just for 45 minutes and doing it. No game is over 45 minutes. You know, there's not a bad egg in the dressing room. There's not a bad person. And they all want the same thing, but they've got to start taking responsibilities on the football field. They've got to. For us to really survive this year now, there's five games coming up, and they've got to start doing it. They should be doing it already. They should be doing it every game, every day of their lives in football. But today, first half, they didn't, and it cost us the game. Like I say, the five games coming up are massive. But we are still together. We are still together as a group. Got to be. We're a team in there. We're a group in there. That's what we've said again. And we will work, and we will continue working down the training ground. We will continue working with the boys that we've got to try and get us out of the mess that we're in. And that's all you can do, is try our best. We will continue doing what we're doing. We will not change the way that our attitude, our management, me, the gaffer, Jamie, Pledge, Neil, all of us, we're all together in this. And we're all fighting towards what we want to do. Now, the boys have got to help us. They've got to help us, because they're the ones that are doing it on a Saturday. So if we can get that help, or we can make it a positive five games, then we will get out of it. Listen, it's fantastic to have the amount of supporters up here. And to be honest, I would have been booing with them. You know, after that first half performance, they've got every right to. Every right to. Second half, as we say, it was a better performance. And if we had got a point out of the game, we would have been happier, obviously, than not getting anything. But to concede that goal like we did and not get anything out of the game is so disappointing. But we'll work for next week. Big game against Millwall next week, and we will continue working to try and get it right. We're always together. Like, the thing is, we talk about things, and we will talk, we will have a go at people, we will stand up and point fingers at people, because I think it's important. Yeah. It's important that fingers are pointed, because then players need to understand what is required of them and what we are looking for. We do it on a daily basis with them. So for us to come out here and see them not do it on a Saturday, and not all of them, but it's one or two that, you know, can do a lot better, and they need to, and they should be doing. It's a job that more... How many millions of people would love to do this job? It's a great job. A game of football is one that you should love and embrace and enjoy coming out here. Now, if you know, if you're not enjoying it, then we shouldn't be in football. Shouldn't be in football. So they have got to start. Some of them have got to start showing a little bit more. They've got to start showing a little bit more for the supporters, for the clubs, for their families, and for us, because they've got to. They've got, because we don't deserve. We don't deserve to. Or some of the players don't deserve to be in the position that we're in.